All right, take your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew in chapter 26. We have now come to one might say a very solemn portion of Scripture. I think as we get into it, you'll see why I call it a very solemn portion of Scripture. We'll be looking at verses 14 through 16 this morning. Let's read those three verses. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, What will you give me? And I will deliver him, Jesus, unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. You and I might think, probably have thought, oh, how could one betray Jesus Christ in such a fashion? For us that are saved by the grace of God, that have been given repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is unthinkable. It is unthinkable that one of us would betray the Lord in this fashion. But let's look at Judas Iscariot this morning. Let's note some things about him. First of all, we want to consider his heart. Consider the heart of Judas. And I submit to you this morning that the heart of Judas was controlled by Satan. It was controlled by Satan. Turn with me to the book of John and chapter 13. Book of John and chapter 13. We read here, beginning with verse 1, Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Notice verse 2. And supper being ended. Supper was over. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. He had put it into the heart of Judas before the Passover supper. The account that we read back there in the book of Matthew in chapter 26 is before the feast of the Passover, before the Passover supper. Satan was in control of his heart. And he moved upon his heart to betray the Lord. Jesus, sometime before that, in the sixth chapter of the book of John, and in verse six, or chapter six, and in verse 70, Jesus, after that, he had given that great discourse on he being the bread of life, and you must eat of his flesh and eat of drink of his blood in order to be saved, in order to have salvation. And the great multitudes were there and hearing that, and they all left after this discourse. And him giving the discourse that life was in the power of the Holy Spirit. And they all left. Jesus looked at the 12, and he said, "Will ye also go away?" And they said unto him, "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life. Thou art the Son of God. Thou art the Messiah. Thou art the Christ." And Jesus said to them in verse 70, "Have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil." One of you is a devil. One of you is controlled under the power of Satan. You're a false accuser, just as your father, Satan, is. We notice also that Judas had a selfish heart. Going back to the 12th chapter of the book of John, the 12th chapter of the book of John, and we choose John's record of the anointing, which we looked at last week in our studies. But John gives us a little more information than Matthew and Mark did. And he said this, "Then saith one of his disciples," after Mary had anointed Jesus, and the other, Matthew and Mark, tell us that they were indignant, they were inflamed with her for having done so, the disciples, the apostles. But John lets us know who it really was, who was the instigator of this. "Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" You see, he makes out that he's all concerned about the poor and the giving of money to the poor. But notice what we're told then in verse 6. "This he said, not that he cared for the poor." He didn't care anything about the poor. Well, what was his motive then? "But because he was a thief and had the bag, the money bag, and bear what was put therein." In other words, he helped himself to what was put in the money bag. And isn't that something? An apostle, one of the 12, the treasurer, and he helped himself to some of the money was in the bag. In the 13, back in the 13th chapter, and looking at verse 29, this is after the supper was ended again, and Jesus had revealed that one of them should betray him. And course, they were all questioning, is it I, is it I? And Jesus says something to Judas. He says, that thou doest, do quickly. And they didn't know what Jesus had said. They didn't know what he was implying, what his implications were. And verse 29 tells us, for some of them thought, because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Now I submit to you, as we look at that record there in verse 29, that Judas Iscariot, when he left, when Jesus said to him, that thou doest, do quickly, and Judas got up and left, he took the money bag with him. How do I get that he took the money bag with him? Well, if he had left the money bag there, would the other 11 have thought that he went out to buy goods against the feast? No, because if you're going to buy something, you take money with you to buy it. So he took the money bag with him. Also consider the fact that Judas, being a friend of sorts with Jesus, felt bad when he went out. Felt bad because of what he had done. He went out, and as we know, that eventually he brings the soldiers and he points out, this is Jesus. He does it with a kiss. Kisses Jesus. Kiss of betrayal. And he felt bad. He felt bad because of what he had done, and when he felt so bad because of what he'd done, because he was a friend of sorts, he threw away all the money, and he died broke. He died with nothing. The only thing he received for the money, for the 30 pieces of silver, was a burying place. A burying place. If you look with me at the book of Matthew in chapter 27, and in a few weeks we'll be there to this portion of Scripture, but it's pertinent to our point today. In verse 3 of the 27th chapter, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, well, it's not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with the 30 pieces of silver the potter's field, the very strangers in. They took those 30 pieces of silver and they went and bought this parcel of ground, the potter's field, and whatever is implied with it being the potter's field. But it was a burying place for strangers. And I submit to you this morning that Judas Iscariot was a stranger. He was a stranger. He was alienated from God. He was a stranger, he was alienated from the Christ. Now, in the book of Acts, in chapter 1, it gives a little different slant to what we just read there in Matthew chapter 27. Chapter 1 of Acts, in verse 18, we're told this concerning it. It said, men and brethren, verse 18. Now, this man, Judas Iscariot, purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. That is, those 30 pieces of silver, it was his because he betrayed the Lord. That was given to him. It was his. And even though he didn't physically go out and make the contract, that 30 pieces of silver was taken to purchase the field with the reward of iniquity. And falling headlong, he burst asunder into the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. So it would appear from what we have in the book of Acts that when he hanged himself and when his body fell down to the ground, he fell upon this parcel of land, which it says his bowels, his innards gushed out to us. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue at Dama, which is to say, the field of blood. So, Judas Iscariot, feeling bad, feeling remorse at what he had done, seeing that Jesus was condemned, went out, threw down the 30 pieces of silver, said, I don't want it. You take it back. They said, no, the transaction's done. You've done it. We've got him. And he went and hung himself. And with that 30 pieces of silver, was bought a burying place. A parcel of ground that it would seem that Judas had fallen upon. Well, thirdly, we notice concerning his heart, controlled by Satan, that he had a sinful heart. For in the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus speaking here, said, the thief cometh not. Judas was a thief. We already read that in the book of John, chapter 12. And concerning the bag, him having the bag, and concerning the ointment that was used to anoint Jesus and it being sold. He did that. He was concerned about that because he was a thief, and that was money that he wasn't privy to if it wasn't sold. So he had a sinful heart. He was a thief. And he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That exactly was the purpose of Judas. He was a thief. And his purpose was to kill, was to destroy the Son of God. Means that he was controlled by Satan. Also, we notice concerning his heart that he had a heart of denial of the truth. In the book of John, chapter 17, the book of John, chapter 17, and this, of course, we know it to be Jesus' true prayer, where he prayed to his Father, to our Heavenly Father, prayed on our behalf. And this Jesus says in verse 12 to his Father, he says, while I was with them, that is, while I was with those that thou gavest me in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition. the son of damnation, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. What is implied by Judas Iscariot being the son of damnation, being the son of perdition? Well, what is implied there is that he was an unbeliever. He did not believe. Look with me at John chapter 3. The book of John in chapter 3. And if you look at verse 18, Jesus said this to Nicodemus. He that believeth on him, on Christ, on the Son of God, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned. He is condemned. He is damned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Judas Iscariot did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Did not repent of his sins and trust in him. He was a son of perdition. He was a son of damnation. Now, I want us to note his hypocrisy. His hypocrisy. In verse 14 of our text, it says, then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot. He was a hypocrite. He had a heart controlled by Satan. He had a heart that was selfish, a heart of unbelief. He was a hypocrite. He was one of the 12. One of the chosen by Jesus Christ. Look at the book of Luke in chapter 6. The book of Luke in chapter 6 and verse 13, where we read, and when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. And of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor, was the betrayer, the one who betrayed Jesus. He was one of the 12. Back in the book of John in chapter 6, we had earlier read to you verse 70. Well, let's look at it again and read verse 71, along with it. He said, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? Have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. One of you is a false accuser. You, the son of Satan. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. For he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. As we think about the fact that he was one of the 12, he had the same special gifts given to him as were given to the other 11 apostles. Did he not? Well, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, in verse 1. It says, "And when Jesus had called unto him his 12 disciples, his apostles, he gave them power," the 12, "he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." He did not say he gave the 11 that power. No, he gave the 12 that power. So Judas Iscariot received the same power to work these miracles and wonders as the other 11. Also, just the same as the other 11, he was with Jesus when he healed the sick. He was with Jesus when he raised the dead. He was one of the 12. But he was a hypocrite. He was unsaved. He was the son of damnation. He was the treasurer. He was the treasurer of the group, of the 12. And Jesus included. He was the treasurer of the church. John chapter 13 and verse 29, which we read earlier, said, "For some of them, some of the 12, thought because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, 'Buy those things that we have need of against the feast,' or that he should give something to the poor." It was his responsibility as treasurer and having the bag, the money bag, to purchase things and to pay for things that they were in need of. Consider also this fact, that Judas was there for all the sermons that Jesus preached. He was there for all the teaching and instruction that Jesus gave to the 12. He also was speaking to Judas. Consider the fact that he witnessed the miracles of Jesus. He was witness to all that Jesus did and said. Also consider this fact, that he being one of the 12, he was sent with the others. He was sent on preaching trips. He went on preaching trips with the other 11 into all the cities of the Jews, all the cities of the household of Israel. So that's who they were sent unto, first of all. Listen, I submit to you this morning that Judas was a really good hypocrite. How good was he? Well, he was so good that the other 11 were not even aware of it. Going back to our text in Matthew chapter 26, we're going to jump down to a couple verses that we'll be looking at next week, but I want to use them today. In verse 21 and 22, "And as they did eat," he said, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Notice. "And they were exceeding sorrowful," that is the 12, "and began every one of them to say unto him," is it Judas? No, that's not what they said unto him, was it? They said, "Lord, is it I?" You see how good an imposter Judas was? He was so good that the other 11 didn't even think about Judas at the time. They were all concerned, is it I? They didn't know who it was. Look at what it says in verse 25. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered. Notice how good Judas is here. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? Jesus said unto him, what? Yes, you said it. In other words, Judas, I know it's you. I know that you went in covenant with those chief priests and elders for 30 pieces of silver to give me over into their hands. What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. But he was a good one, wasn't he? You figure 3.5 years he had to show his true colors. And they didn't pick up on a thing, did they? Well, we want to consider his hatred. You see, he seemed to have been a friend of Jesus. He journeyed with Jesus, as did the other 11. As did the other 11, he ate with him. He slept with him. We've already said that he witnessed the miracles, the sermons, the teaching, the instruction that he gave. But oh, how he must have hated him. The things that he preached and taught. How he must have despised those teachings. You see, he was not a son of God. He was a son of Satan. Turn with me to the book of John. The book of John in chapter 8. And look with me here at verse 43. Jesus here speaking to those Jews which said they believed, but Jesus is soon pointing out to them that they were not even the children of Abraham, because if they were the children of Abraham, they would have done the works of Abraham. That is, they would have believed in faith, believing. He said in verse 43, he said this to them. He said, why do you not understand my speech? Why don't you understand the things that I'm speaking to you concerning Moses, concerning Abraham? Why don't you understand these things? He said, because you cannot hear my words. You don't hear with an understanding ear. You have ears to hear with, but you don't hear. I say concerning growing up in church, from an infant, my mom and dad took me to church. And I heard the gospel preached over and over again. And then one day I heard to the saving of my soul one day. Jesus says, you have ears to hear, cannot hear. He said in verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. The desires and the passions of your father ye will do.
the works of your father you would do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And Judas was a liar. Judas was a thief. Judas' heart was controlled by Satan. Jesus said, and because I tell you the truth, I speak the truth to you, but you believe me not. We consider Judas, being chosen one of the 12. Judas journeying with Christ. Judas hearing the words of Christ and the instructions of Christ. But he did not believe. Later, in this 26th chapter, we see that Judas went out, as we've already read concerning him in John chapter 13, he went out. And we'll see that he went out to do the bidding of Satan. What was that? To finally accomplish the work that those 30 pieces of silver guaranteed he would do. And that is to betray the Lord Jesus Christ with a kiss. In closing, do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, do you really love the Lord Jesus Christ? I suppose if you had asked one of the 11 concerning Judas Iscariot about them loving Christ, they said, we all, Judas included, we love Jesus Christ. I ask you this morning, do you love Jesus Christ really and truly? Jesus said in the book of John chapter 14 and verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments, he said. John chapter 6 and verse 28. John chapter 6 and verse 28, he says, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? In other words, what shall we do that we might keep the commandments of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Do you believe? Do you believe? Have you repented of your sins and believed, trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you as those that Jesus was speaking to in the book of John chapter 8, verse 43? Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father, the devil. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Do you believe the truth concerning Jesus Christ? We saw concerning Judas Iscariot. Oh, he was one of the 12. He was chosen to be one of the 12. He'd gone on preaching journeys. He was the treasurer It doesn't matter that your name's on a church roll. It doesn't matter that you're here every service. Judas was present at all times with the other 11 with Jesus. When they were there, Judas was there. It doesn't matter that you're a song leader, that you're a Sunday school teacher, so was I. But lost and undone, just as Judas, being one of the 12, going on preaching endeavors, being a treasure, but lost and undone, being the son of perdition, the son of damnation, ultimately carrying out the wicked desires and intents of his heart, and betraying the Lord Jesus.